Welcome back to the College Station Cougar pregame show. Time to chat with head coach Steve Huff. And coach, kind of a painful topic, but we have to go back and talk about the Lufkin game last week and got behind the eight ball early, and it didn't go much better from there. What's your breakdown on that 35-3 loss?
Well, obviously, I don't think we didn't play well early at all, which put us in a bad situation. And trying to play catch up on a team like Lufkin is very difficult because once they pinned their ears back on defense, it gave us a lot of trouble on offense. But again, credit to them. They played, it's a very, very good football team. They played a really clean game and just didn't feel like we played up to what we feel our standards. But I do not want to take anything away from Lufkin in saying that at all.
Obviously, the discussion was that was going to be the two teams that would, you know, compete for the district championship. But Lufkin comes out on top. But were there preventable mistakes made that you saw your team making in that game?
Absolutely. I mean, we gave up a couple of long passes for touchdowns, a pick six, and then a muff punt that led to another touchdown. So those are all things that are correctable, errors. And again, sometimes when you're playing a really good ball team, they may force you into some of those errors. But I would like to think our kids would not make those mistakes on a consistent basis that they made the other night, especially on such a big stage. But again, the kids come out, you know, we get down early and, kids come out second half and on defense, I thought we played, I wouldn't say lights out, but played very, very strong on defense second half and got a little bit of stuff going on offense. It was pretty tough treading. But at the same time, once they got a lead and pinned their ears back on us, that we became one-dimensional. That's something we did not want to do.
It's very uncharacteristic for this football team to suffer a defeat like that, much less be kept out of the end zone. What was the morale like after the game and then in the days since?
It was after the game, obviously, and the kids were really disappointed. But coming back off of it and sitting down and painfully watching the video and see what exactly happened, they see how close they are on certain plays. And that's the takeaways you have to get from something like this. For us, it's all about, coming off of it and learning. We could sit around and feel sorry for ourselves as long as we wanted to after this, but we're not going to allow the kids to do that. Coaches aren't going to do that. So we have a lot of ball left to play. So we turn around and learned from it, showed it to them, and then we move on. And the kids have been very resilient this week in practice and have been up. And even with the weather situation, trying to fight the rain and get on the field all week, kids have been great in practice.
I was about to ask how the weather has affected practice this week.
It's been interesting. It's given us, we always do a wet ball Wednesday practice. This week we had a dry ball Wednesday for the first time all year. I guess when you look at it, it's one of those situations that you don't mind getting into as a coach to practice to be in those situations because you never know what's going to happen in a game. If you've never gone through it in practice and then going to a game and it's raining and have never done that before, I think that can be very tricky for your kids. So we had two days this week where they've been out handled wet footballs, been in very, very cool temperatures and some wind, and I thought they handled it real well. After Monday was a little bit different day just because of the amount of rain we got, but when they came back on Tuesday and Wednesday, I thought things were much cleaner.
Well, and we go back to last week's weather. I mean, my gosh, it still felt like summer, and now all of a sudden it almost feels like a mild winter here for Texas anyway, here in mid-October. I mean, is your team handling that in stride?
I think so. And I think when you look at it, it's still – once you come out and get moving around and get to run, things are fine. Same way for the coaches. The hardest thing through this week was just keeping things dry, try to keep things dry so the kids can function in practice. But at the same time, I think part of that is functioning with a wet football and being able to handle a wet football and snapping and handing it off and passing and coverage. And what's one of the great things about, field turf now is we always have a place to practice. If we can get out, regardless of lightning, if we can get out, we've got an opportunity to have a good surface. So that helps a lot. It's not just like tearing up underneath you every day.
Well, and you talk about field turf as opposed to grass. Yeah, you can't get out on a field like that because you risk tearing it up and not being able to use it on Friday nights.
Yeah, that, and also the fact, I think, you know, you do run a risk of getting a kid pull a muscle, pull a groin, something where they slip, and you know, you can say all you want, well, that's, you know, old school, but we don't play on grass anymore. So, to go out and do something like that, sure, we're going to be out when it's wet and stuff, but still to be able to get on the turf and practice on the turf all week. Where the ground is, the surface is going to be there. It's just a matter of handling the elements and handling the football. And again, I thought the kids did a good job this week.
Talking with College Station head coach Steve Huff. And coach, the Magnolia Bulldogs, kind of a surprise, maybe a little bit, maybe thought to be middle of the pack, but the Dogs are really making a statement for themselves so far in this season.
Oh yeah, I think you have to look no further than their game against Lufkin 2 weeks ago when they played Lufkin to a one-score game. I think to us that know the coaching staff at Magnolia, and if we played against them in the playoffs a couple years ago, I don't think it's any surprise to us. Just the fact that they always have big, strong kids. They always seem to come up with two, three really good receivers and a quarterback, and then this year they have a tailback. It's very dynamic on offense. And defensively, they just have kids that run and attack the ball and do things right, and they're so well coached. Coach Doty does a great job with those kids. So I think for us, it was more expected. I think the score with Lufkin, you know, people look at it and try to compare apples and oranges, and it's just very difficult to do. But they played Lufkin lights out two weeks ago.
This team, again, you know, kind of picked to be middle of the pack, but you mentioned that they have a tailback this year that is presenting a threat. What else offensively are you expecting to see from them?
Well, they're very big up front. I don't know yet. I'm going to guess right now they're probably the biggest team in the district up front. Just size-wise, they're huge. That's a concern because they're going to – they're not 50-50. They're definitely a run – a heavy team this year, but the play action pass is very good off it also. They're getting behind people. Their number one receiver's averaged about 22 yards a catch, so that doesn't happen by accident. It's not like they're throwing short hitches and stuff to him. They're getting play action stuff, getting him downfield. And then the running game, you know, they're downhill. They're a counter power type team. They'll run some zone, but they just do a great job with it, and they're very committed to what they do. And so it's not like I wouldn't say that you're not surprised with what they're going to do. That is what they do, and that's what they are, which is, it's Coach Doty. It's just the way he coaches his teams, and again, they're very good.
Do they spread the field and try to, you know, confuse you with passes, or do they keep it tight? What do their formations look like?
They'll do a little of everything. They'll pack it in, like a heavy run game look, and then play action. They'll spread it out. They'll stack the receivers on the outside, do a lot of combination routes. They have a young quarterback this year, but he's been doing a great job of getting the ball up and out for the receivers. And they have a couple kids that go get it. And like I said, you know, averaging 22 yards a catch for the number one receiver is gaudy. That's a gaudy stat right there in itself. And it's not on two or three catches. We're talking up around 30 catches. I think 26 or 28 catches, something like that. So that's a lot of yardage on each catch. But again, it's not, like I said, it's not necessarily it's not a tricky thing. You're going to have to stop what they do. You got to take things away from them because they're very physical up front.
Defensively, what are you looking at?
You know, they're more of a four-man front. They're a 4-3 base type team. They probably are more, or say a little bit less movement than some of the teams we've seen, although they'll move at times quite a bit. And in secondary, they do a really good job of keeping things in front of them. They don't gamble a lot. They're not going to do a lot of things and get them in one-on-one situations. And they do a good job of keeping the play action stuff in front and letting their down four, which are very good. They have four down four linemen, but they'll play about six kids in there. Those kids have all done a good job this year of wreaking havoc. But one thing I think stands out on film is their linebackers run so well. So you got to find ways to cut those guys off and keep them out of the flow all the time.
Overall, the health of your football team, what's it looking like here six games into the season?
Well, I'd say at this time right now, we're actually starting to get people back. Roderick Brown, I think, is back full speed now. Cody Cashin's back full speed. Spencer Maxwell has played a little bit the last couple weeks, has not been full speed yet, but I think now he's almost there. So that's a, you know, a good boost in the arm. You know, he started 16 ball games last year for us. So, starting to get some health back there, get some in our skill positions. Defensively, we've held in there pretty good. So right now for this time of the year, it's kind of nice to see the opposite go on, because we lost so many kids early that we're starting to get kids back. So I think that helps our morale also.
Well, Coach, good luck tonight against Magnolia.
I appreciate it.
It's College Station head coach Steve Huff. When we come back, more of the pregame show. You're listening to Cougar Football on Maverick 100.9.